Malware in the living room, muon physics upended, and the long decline of the saber-toothed cat. Brian Krebs documented a pattern of cheap streaming sticks sold through major online marketplaces, arriving pre-installed with malware, not adware or cookie trackers, but fully functional malware capable of joining botnet infrastructure, exfiltrating network credentials, and acting as a persistent access point into home networks. The story drew 439 comments. The economic logic is straightforward. Streaming devices at the sub-$20 price point carry almost no margin, giving manufacturers powerful incentives to find alternative revenue streams. And a device sitting permanently inside a home network's firewall is worth substantially more as persistent malware infrastructure than any legitimate ad arrangement would pay. The threat model is more severe than a typical website-based attack, because the device is positioned inside the home network firewall, with visibility to laptops, phones, and smart home equipment that an external attacker would need to work considerably harder to reach. Krebs recommended buying only from first-party manufacturers or established retailers with clear supply chain accountability, and treating price as a proxy for risk when evaluating no-name devices. A Quanta magazine piece on muon physics reported that physicists have resolved the long-standing muon G2 discrepancy, a gap between experimental measurements of the muon's magnetic moment and standard model predictions that had excited researchers as a possible pointer to new physics. The resolution, however, does not vindicate the standard model cleanly. Accounting for the muon anomaly throws into sharper relief tensions in other measurements that were previously considered within acceptable uncertainty bounds, leaving the theoretical picture more complicated rather than more settled. The solid-state battery race attracted 247 comments and a detailed treatment from construction physics, which explained why the technology has remained just over the horizon despite decades of research. The interface between solid electrolyte and electrode materials degrades under cycling in ways that are extremely difficult to engineer around, even as Toyota, Samsung, QuantumScape, and a range of Chinese manufacturers pursue competing approaches. A genetic study published in Science found that Smilodon, the iconic Pleistocene saber-toothed cat, showed significant evidence of inbreeding in its final period before extinction, along with skeletal evidence of movement difficulties, suggesting population collapse preceded physical extinction, and that the social and genetic dynamics of a shrinking population created an accelerating feedback loop toward the end.